Hi, my name's Lisa Severin, and I'm going to be podcasting today about my experience with my mom's passing. I was assigned a podcast as part of a social media course that I would be working on over the course of 10 days. My assignment took me to listen to various podcasts in the field of palliative care, and what I learned was that my experience was similar to many others. My mother was diagnosed with cancer 12 years before she passed away. She was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and she was told then that she would have a very short amount of time to live. And she went on to live for 12 more years, which was pretty significant to her. She felt like she'd been given somewhat of a second chance, which is interesting because when she was starting to go downhill, and she knew it, she was having difficulties walking because the cancer had moved to her bones, and she was getting slow. A woman who had never been slow in her life was having difficulty just getting out of bed in the morning, which was really unusual for her, because she had such a positive attitude. And even if, you know, we all feel sore at some point, even if she was sore, she'd jump out of bed and get to her day. And so she started to come to terms with the fact that she may not be around for very long, but not many others did. Not many other people in her life recognized that she'd slowed down, or that she was not the same person that she used to be, and she was starting to prepare for the end of her life. And so her and I, we talked about it, and we made somewhat of a plan. I told her she needed to see more of the world, and so we put her on a plane. And she flew out to Vancouver, and I met her here, and then we jumped immediately onto a second plane and flew to Los Angeles. And we rented a car, and we drove the Pacific Coast Highway to San Francisco, and it was fabulous. It was amazing, short but amazing few days, and we really enjoyed each other's company, and we didn't... We chose not to talk about, you know, her health. And even though she was really struggling with, you know, her body at the time, she was jumping up into the trolleys and having an amazing time. And that was really important. And so other people in the family were invited to partake in this event, but they chose not to. And it's really sad, because I think in the end they regretted not being participants in those last 3 months. And she passed away 3 months later. And so I think that, you know, the ultimate message that I want to give or share with people is that you can't take life for granted, and that you can't, you know, waste any time in denial, that you have to, you know, embrace what's happening and decide to go with it, and you will have a better experience for it. You will enjoy those final moments in life, or in someone else's life for that matter. And so it frustrates me, because I see or I hear many of these stories all the time that suggest that people aren't doing what makes them happy in those final moments at the end of life. We should be active participants in this process that is a reality for many of us. This has been Lisa Severin with a podcast about my end-of-life care experience.